Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is a place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms. Hello, my name is Hayley Quinn and welcome back to another episode of Love HQ, where we kind of look at female dating and love issues, but from a slightly different perspective. So we're going to break the mold, break some rules and have some really interesting discussions. Now, not to get you too excited, but I do have a very, very interesting guest today with a very, very unusual proposition for you. I'm going to phrase it like that. His name is Garen James and he is the founder of Cowboys for Angels, which is, if I'm going to read this correctly, an elite male companion service just for women. So welcome to the podcast, Garen.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'm really excited.
All right.
Right, so we're going to start. So just so you know, obviously I like to look at kind of love and dating from a slightly kind of female empowerment, feminist perspective. So your proposition, which is, I think, a real flipter, is really interesting to me because you're kind of taking something that is, I guess, something we'd associate maybe with how men approach love and dating, and you're creating a female-orientated solution for it. So I'd love it if you could enlighten me and my listeners to exactly what you're doing.
Well, I started this company about 8 years ago. I learned the business from an ex-girlfriend who had an agency, Women for Men. And one day she looked at me and she said, you know, why don't you start something for women? And I went online and did a lot of research and I couldn't find anyone that was really doing that. There was a lot of sort of Women for Men on the internet, and there was a lot of Men for Men, but there was nothing that was strictly men for women. And right. I thought it was strange.
Let's just stop there for a second. So this is already interesting. Why do we think, and I'm quite interested, a lot of what I teach women is things like, it's kind of okay, it's not kind of okay, it's definitely okay if they want to approach a man in real life, if they want to be more open about what they want, whether that's emotionally, commitment-wise, or sexually, all power to you. Because I get kind of a bit sick of women being told that their whole role in dating and love is to wait and to be passive, and there's nothing proactive that they can do about it. So I think it's interesting that you've chosen to take that a completely different slant on something we would normally associate with men's sexuality and dating. So why do you think, and I know there's like an obvious answer to this, but just so we're getting into the discussion, why do you think there was all these options and services out there for men, but none for women?
Well, I don't know if this is the real reason, but it just seemed like it was because women weren't allowed to do it. It seemed like even if they were allowed to do it, there was men that said that they would see women, but they also saw men. And I don't think that was very appealing to a woman to maybe hire a guy that was with a guy the night before. So I think it was partly because there wasn't many options, and partly, you know, it was really strange. After, you know, we did a lot of press appearances, and then we were on the show Gigolos on Showtime. Mm-hmm. We had writers write that it was completely fake, that there's no way that, you know, there's such a thing as a male escort for women only. And it was mostly male reporters, and it was very, like...
I think that's like, really funny. It's kind of like what that reminds me of a little bit is like if we go back in time like 100 years ago or something, you know, obviously being gay back in the day was considered bad, no matter whether you're male or female. However, for men, it was a crime, sodomy, that was punishable quite severely. But there was no female equivalent of that because it was literally like so inconceivable that women could have any kind of sexuality or desire when their husband's not around. You know, because we're supposed to, I guess in England we'd say like lie back and think of England, right? Like just not worry too much about that. So I think it's interesting that you've picked up on there's like that media focus, which would say that women, there's still, I think what's interesting about as a dating love is there's all these kind of subtle biases kind of that against women that sort of trap them in a particular role. And I think that the fact that people found it so difficult to accept that there was a business for what you're providing is a really interesting insight into that. I also want to get, just for, so that, because I'm obviously looking at your website and I see like kind of sexy guys, some of which have tattoos, which I'm quite a fan of, popping up. But for the women that are just listening, can you describe what cowboysforangels.com, you know, what it kind of does and what its services it offers and what needs it fulfills?
Yeah, I mean, I've had over 15,000 employment requests, and we only represent right now 90 men. So I'm very strict with the men that we hire and kind of the person that they are. I've had so many requests. I mean, I'm going to be blunt. Of course, you have to be like tall, handsome, good looking. But I mean, I could have, you know, 1,000 tall, handsome, good looking guys on the site. But, you know, I'm very picky with the guys that I represent. If they have an extremely large ego, they're out. If they're not extremely personable, then they're out. If they're not intelligent, college educated guys, I don't hire them. So,
okay, so that's interesting. So what do you find? Because obviously when women are booking to spend time with these male companions, beyond the maybe tall, dark and handsome, whatever the other brief is for looks, what qualities do you find? Do women request qualities? Is there something about a man's personality that means that you gravitate towards that and you choose him?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times women will call and they'll start talking, and just depending kind of on my sense of their personality, I'll help them pick a guy that's better for them. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're very type A personality, and then they tell me they like a certain guy on the site, I might try to steer them towards somebody that would more fit their personality. You know, this whole thing, it's kind of funny when I'm talking about like ego and ego in a man. Sometimes you have these people out there that are good looking and that's all that they have known and that's all that they sort of act. So, you know, their idea is that women worship them and they're the best and this and that. And so like right away, I'll know that they're not going to be good at this job, because this job isn't about people worshiping you. It's about you sort of worshiping the client, and going out of your way to make her feel special and interested in her and actually caring about other people. So, you know, that's a big quality. When a guy calls me and he's like, you know, I've been laid 1,000 times. I can't walk through New York City without somebody, you know, trying to get my number. I've had people stop me and ask if I could be their sperm donor. You know, just like, okay, buddy.
Sounds great. You might want to just dial that back a little bit. Yeah, I get that. And can I ask also, I'm genuinely curious about this. Is there a... sorry, just pause there. Is it it's swapped to Ash Armand on your clicking through your site? And I was like, oh, he's quite nice. Can I ask, is there a typical profile of the kind of women that, because this is also, I'm quite interested because I find that for women to come to do work with me and, you know, I offer them kind of, I guess, an alternative to something like the rules, which I find to be extremely restrictive and just generally unfun. And it takes quite a lot, though, for a woman to say, okay, I'm going to be a member of Hayley's online community and club. I'm going to learn skills about how to become better at my dates, about how to approach guys, about how to communicate clearly what I want, to not feel shame around my sexuality or shame that I may want commitment. And I'm going to get really proactive about it. For a woman to get to there, there's quite a lot of mental loops, which I think are all really good, that she needs to go through. So I tend to attract women that are very independent, successful, mm-hmm. interesting thinkers, have achieved other things in other areas of their life. Is there a typical woman that will contact Cowboys for Angels, or is it that instead there's a real wide variety of women that have a need for this, for these services, because it is, you're really, I guess, selling intimacy?
You know, we've had such a large range. It's funny that you're saying you coach women. I've had a lot of calls that start with my therapist told me I should do something like this. So, you know, we have had so many different kind of women call the service, and we have such a wide range of why they're doing it.
Tell me some of the whys.
What's that?
Can you tell me what some of the whys are, or what some people's what some women's motivations have been?
Well, you know, there's so many different ranges. There's the woman that'll call me and just say, "I'm from LA. I'm going to New York. I don't know the city. I'd like to hire somebody for like a 4-hour appointment for dinner and just to walk around and dance or something like that." You have the very successful women that are too busy to date. And then you have a lot of different special needs kind of clients. And when I say special needs, I mean like a woman who's been through a traumatic experience. She's afraid to date again, and she calls to sort of ease her back into the dating world. We've had women that have lost a spouse, and was with this person married for 20 years and just like is completely lost in the dating world. And they use us as a stepping stone in order to sort of get back into the dating world. We've had women that have had accidents. I remember specifically a client that had an equestrian accident, fell off of her horse and hit her head and destroyed the retina. And she was blind and was a beautiful woman that just hadn't been on a date yet since her accident, and hired a guy to sort of just like, okay, I'm going to do this again. And so, you know, we've had such a wide range of just, hey, I'm in Vegas and I'm looking to have some fun. To like women that sort of are using us to sort of get back into the dating world again.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting that you say that, because I find a big trend with women that I work with is they've usually, that maybe they've had a really rough breakup or a negative dating experience. And because of that, they go into a kind of a hibernation where, and I've done it myself. I had a really traumatic event, a year or so ago. And after that, for like at least 6 months, I was not engaging with the outside world, like full stop. I just couldn't bring myself to, even going into kind of social situations felt quite difficult and quite uncomfortable. And I find that women, when they get in the hibernation zone, they don't really get approached, or they don't meet anyone and therefore believe that there's nobody out there. And it's because that kind of some part of them is shut off to the opportunity of meeting someone, because intimacy has started to feel really scary and threatening to them. So to me, it makes a lot of sense why a woman might use a service like this as a kind of a gateway to get through that. Also, I might be being a bit rude, pushing the boundaries here, but when it comes to
normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Is this a sexual service, or is it companionship, or is it kind of, does the woman set the tone, or is the dynamic set between the cowboy and the woman who hires him?
Well, you know, we are in the United States, so it's a crime to guarantee some sort of sexual service. So that's not something that we can guarantee to sell anybody. So that's not our focus. That's not, you know, what we are able to sell. You know, what we're trying to sell here is intimacy and a beautiful evening with a gentleman. You know, that's what our goal is just to make somebody feel special. And you know, I found that for a woman that, like we were talking about, that have like these special needs, just reaching across the table and like holding somebody's hand while they're telling you a story is, you know, more action than what you're talking about, some sort of sexual service.
Right. You know, do you think that there's been increased demand for this due to, because I think that there's less intimacy available generally because people are meeting more people through really not inhumane, that's right, but less personable ways, you know, like through online dating apps in big cities, whether it's New York or London, people don't know their neighbors, like there's less community generally. So Do you think that this is going to grow in that? Because I know that, you know, if we went to like Japan or something, there's many aspects of intimacy are broken down as a service, whether it's somebody that wants to get cuddled or, you know, have a guy pour her some champagne and have a good conversation for an evening. So do you think this is going to be something that we're going to see an emerging female market for this?
Well, you know, I think in general with women are more used to using services, I think, than men, as far as, you know, going to the spa and getting their nails, hair, mani-pedi, you know, in general, I think women are more used to using services. And also, I think what is changing in our society is the level of power, which equates to money with women too. So, you know, there was a study, and it was on the front of Time magazine in 2011, and it said that women were making single women who didn't have children were now making more money than men per capita in major cities. And so here you also have, you know, an income difference as well, to where, you know, they can afford services as well. So it's about money, power, and also I think another deciding factor is kind of like what you're getting at, is just women going out on bad date after bad date. You know, I think that men are not doing what they are supposed to be doing on a date, as far as doing the simple things like opening up the door, pushing in the chair.
And that's,
you know, so
the difference, I think, particularly if women are looking for someone to be more attentive. Now, do you do any, for the for the guys that work with you, the cowboys, do you do any training, or is there a specific thing they have to follow?
Yes. Well, the interview process is quite extensive. We have, if I like one of the guys, we do a short phone call just so I can get a quick sense of his personality. And then we'll do an interview via Skype, and then they'll receive the rules of the agency, and then we'll do another follow-up, and then we have sort of like testers with the agency who've been with the agency a long time, and they'll go out on an appointment with one of them, get some more feedback, and then every date that they have, you know, I do a follow-up with the client, and so I would give him that feedback just to keep him up to date on perception of what's going on his dates. So it's a everyday kind of learning for them. And what I would like to say is that some men, I don't think they could even be taught how to do this job. It has to do so much with personality, and personality you can't teach. So, you know, it goes back to finding those people that are just extremely personable. I mean, you can meet people on the street and they can say hello to you and you feel like you've known them forever. And that's the kind of men that we look for. And then all the other little things can be taught.
Right. Oh, I find this super interesting. What's funny is I'm just thinking, I did book to have a massage last night. So I've kind of like hurt my back, and I had a deep tissue massage, and I got a cute man to do it for me. Cause I was like, fuck it. Like, if I'm going to have a massage, I'm going to have some strong man hands doing it. So, and I think I booked it, you know, just like how you'd book like an Uber or something like that. It was so simple, just on an app on my phone. I'd like to point out this was not a dodgy massage. This was just a deep tissue sports massage on this occasion. Though I have been known to seduce window cleaners and things that have come too near my apartment door. So I find this kind of like fascinating. And I guess like I'm kind of torn between, I think that in loads of areas there's going to be a trend, whether it's like online dating apps or services around intimacy. I can only see that growing. But I also think that it's so important as well to balance that with, you know, I'm not against people doing kind of what they need to do to get to a space where intimacy is not so threatening towards them again. But after that, I think it's really awesome to actually work on people's ability to meet people in real life and form those connections. Because I'd be sad if all of our intimacy went over to being a services based thing rather than an interpersonal thing. However, I can see totally how it has its place. Can I just ask one other question? It's rare, by the way, that I let the other person talk so much on the podcast. I'm just so interested. Like, what's going on with your services? Is it just that dinner kind of date thing, or do some women book then longer?
Yeah. I mean, I just helped a client book a 10-day cruise to Alaska with one of the guys. So I have a guy that just got back from a 5-day trip to Hawaii with a client. So, you know, the difference with men and women, it seems like women like to book longer appointments and go places and travel with people. And so, yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of the appointments are a lot longer, and they don't have to be extravagant. You know, a lot of times the clients will call and say, you know, what do I have to do with him on the date? And I got to try to remind them that this is all about them. A lot of times women are used to men paying for a date and saying, meet me at 8 o'clock. We're going here and we're going to this movie.
If they're lucky, you know. not in England, Garen. the English man. Jesus Christ, like, to try and get him to be that direct. I coach guys to say things like that. Well, I take your point that they're used to it being so in reverse.
Right. So I have to remind them that it's them making all the decisions and he's there to accompany you. But you know, the dates can be very extravagant, or they can just meet at a lobby bar, have a drink, go from there, go upstairs. You know, it doesn't have to be very extravagant.
Wow. You know what else this reminds me of? I'd had I had a sort of rocky thing that happened a couple of months ago, and I was out with one of my really good guy mates who's actually quite prominent in the pickup community. And for the women listening, I know you think pickup seems evil, and some of it is, but some of it is actually quite boundary pushing, quite interesting. And just like, I guess, that with your business, Garen, I could imagine you've taken some flack for the service and the business that you provide. But I think that anything that kind of challenges our roles and social norms is interesting. Anyway, so I was chatting to this friend, he's just a platonic friend, and he was like, Hayley, you've had a bad time recently, so I've got just the thing for you. I'm going to take you out on a special night out. And I was like, okay, where are we going? And he took me to this dodgy nightclub in South London, and he gave me a ticket, and the ticket was a goddess ticket, and it was a female domination night and party, which I'm surely going to have to devote a whole podcast to because it was so bananas and in. But for me, I love this stuff. Like, I'm totally fascinated by the experience. I don't find it, it doesn't sexually do anything for me. But what was awesome was I went into this, you know, slightly dodgy nightclub, but there was a little outside area, and I sat there in the PVC outfit that they'd loaned me to wear. And I had a nice Latin American guy, can't remember his name, and he just, all his thing was he wanted to rub my feet, and it wasn't sexual for me, and I don't think I really cared if it was sexual for him. He just sat there for an hour just rubbing rubbing my feet. I had a glass of champagne, and I was like, you know what, like, okay, this is a bit weird, but it's essentially a spa with latex. That's all that's happening here in my mind. And by the end of the night, I was like, honestly, I was sitting, using guys as my footstool, having them bring me drinks. And I was like, this is fantastic. I was completely converted. Didn't take much. So as I said, I'm pretty fascinated and very open-minded to hear more about your world. And I hope next time I'm in the States, I can come and meet you or one of your cowboys and see what that's all about. I'm quite interested. So if the women that are listening to this are equally curious, how can they find out more?
Yeah, we have a website. It's cowboys4angels.com. We also have Twitter. We have a Facebook. All of our social media links are up top there. And, you know, I know that you do a lot of coaching. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things is when a woman calls and she says, oh, my God, I'm so nervous. I've never done something like this before. I'm so scared. I'm so, you know, oh, my God, is he really going to be there? You promise he'll show up. And then, you know, the next time she calls, she's so much more confident. And then, you know, eventually she'll send me a message and go, oh, my God, I met a boyfriend. You know, those are the things that, like, obviously we're here for a profit, but those little things kind of like help me along in this business. And so any criticism, kind of like whatever you guys want to say, I know what is, you know, feels good to me in my heart. So, you know, I'd like to end with that. Like, hopefully we can help, you know, build some confidence to people and get them back in the dating world.
Yeah, I think that's a nice message. You know, I was a little bit skeptical because I think, but people often, I kind of empathize with that because people often kind of skeptical about, you know, me coaching someone to do something. Right. But you know what, legitimately with dating and love, you can, the big message I like to believe in is like, you don't have to just be stuck with how things are, sitting there waiting for your prince to come. And if he doesn't come, you're just not pretty enough and you have to sit there and wait no more. I think that is the most disempowering, rubbish message that a woman can ever receive. And I really just encourage women to basically shake that off. For any of my female listeners that are curious about Morai Online Club as well, if you go to hayleyquinn.com, which is hayleyquinn.com/club, I've got an amazing community of women who are basically on board to say, you know what, actually, I'm done with the fairy tale. I'm done. I'm over it. Teach me how I can actually meet more people and get better at connecting with people and embrace my sexuality and flirt and all of those other good things.
Exactly.
So it's been super interesting chatting to you. Thank you so much. And to all the listeners, if you like what we've been talking about, subscribe, share, send to a female friend that you think this might be relevant to. And I'll be back next week with another episode of Love HQ.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.